Everybody back to the Soul in Sports right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. People, it is I am back, people. Now, my mother may have named me Michael Pierman, but God dang it, I'm going back to who I birthed myself to be. Mike Knox is here, people, and we are here for the next 60 minutes to give you an hour of power in sports, people. I'm joined, as always, by the MFing crew, because without a crew, who the hell are you? So what's going on, Justin? What's going on, Micah? What's going on, Hugo? We are back together like the Ghostbusters, except we all don't have, sit down to pee. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Mike Knox, man? How's it going? It's Friday. It's a beautiful Friday here in the city of brotherly love, and it's a football weekend. Can't wait to get into it.
Well, since you brought up that, people, I wear my heart on my sleeve. You can't tell. Look how emotional I get. Look how hyped I get, right? Today, guys, we got a little quick hitter, if you will, so to speak. Washington Nationals lose yesterday. Dusty Baker refuses to play analytics baseball. I can talk today right now, Justin, is going around. Is analytics versus old school? Did Dusty Baker make the mistake, and is he the right fit? Because I'm going to say this much, as a former Cubs manager, as a former Giants manager, as a former Cincinnati Reds manager, I think Dusty Baker's overrated and can't get the job done. He's like Lenny Wilkins. He can coach a good team, but in the playoffs, he comes up pretty short. But also, as I wear my heart on my feet today, guys, we got our NFL picks week. It's here. So we're going to give you the picks to tell you how to hashtag bet then. Also, it's a lock it up Friday. We're going to lock it up today as well. But the big game this weekend in the Tri-City area, the Washington Redskins take on our Philadelphia Eagles. Justin, give me an E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles! I go for you Redskins every week, except for two times a year when you play my Philadelphia Eagles. Well, was that late? Was it on time? I'm confused.
No. I am the blame. I am the blame. I'm that guy. You know all the same. You call out the Eagles, check, and I hit that button. But, man, Jay Chris wanted to give you that full theme, and I wasn't about nothing. I apologize. That was me, the new guy who needs to be with me.
Well, you go ahead and stand with Wiki yourself. But, Skins versus Eagles, what a game. The battle of the one loss in a row versus the winners of three in a row, the Redskins versus the Philadelphia Eagles. It's big around here this time of year. Wally will be joining us in a second to give us his insight on the Washington Redskins as they beat the Baltimore Ravens last year, as my Eagles lose to the Detroit Lions back-to-back years. And I'm going to say this much, Wally, Jay Chris, sorry about that. You don't look the same. Actually, one's tall, one's short. One's light-skinned, one's dark-skinned. So how can I get you guys confused? I don't know. But I say this much. I went back and I watched the tape. And, of course, our Eagles station, WHIP in Philadelphia, will point out certain things. You go back and you watch it. And when I went back and watched this stuff, Jay, Chris, and guys, the Eagles repeated. Now, I'm not saying the defense didn't come to play in the first half, nor did the offense, but the fumble that changed the complex of the game that allowed the Lions to go down and score on the final drive should have been butchered a dead ball. Okay? When the NFL goes back and realizes they make a mistake and they admit it, it doesn't help matters if you still award the team the victory. You know what I mean? Like, how does that even work in sports? Oh, the NFL announces that the call was there on the field was wrong by the referees, but that doesn't do nothing for me. They don't do nothing for the organization. They still got a loss on their record. And not to mention the blatant holding call on the final pass where Carson Wentz throws his first interception of the season was also should have been called a pass interference call. But I'm not going to sit here and cry over spilt milk, as they say, which I don't quite understand that. Like, I've wasted milk plenty of times as a kid. I'm quite sure. Did you ever cry about it, Jay Chris, when you wasted milk?
Nah, can't say I ever cried about it. Can't say I did. I don't remember. I didn't
who
ask my mama.
Who came up with that? That don't make any sense. But Washington Redskins stood up for Eagles. Your do's and don'ts take away from this game. Hugo, welcome back to the program. We know you're safe from Hurricane Matthew that came through. You also had some other things. We're going to take a trip to the NYC. All right. Glad you came back home safely. See, I got bars too, Micah. You ain't the only person. But I'm going to start with you. start with you, Hugo. Redskins Giants. How do you see the? I mean, Redskins Eagles. How do you see this game going this week?
Man, I've been loving what I've been seeing about the Eagles. I know that last year and beginning into this year, we didn't have absolutely zero. At least I'm not going to speak for everyone, but I had zero confidence in the Eagles. But Carson Wentz, is he the real deal, guys? You know, they talk about Dak Prescott and all these other young cats coming around in the NFL, but Carson Wentz, kid is good. That's all I got to say. The kid is good. I'm glad that he shut the naysayers, myself included. You know what? I like the Philadelphia Eagles to win this game, Mike, even though they're away. I know they were there in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. And if we're going to lock it up now, are we locking it up now, by the way? Are we locking it up?
Oh, I wasn't, but since you took it there, all the way there, the Eagles are favored in this game by 2.5 on the road, Hugo.
And you know what, Mike? I honestly think that this team does have enough to beat them too. The spread is 2.5, so it's not really that much really to play with. But they'll win it, and they'll destroy. I think they'll destroy that line. In fact, I think they could win this game by 7 or more points, Mike. So you know what, Jay, Chris, Micah, go ahead, lock it up. I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles to improve to 4-1.
Now, I will give my pick a little later, okay, as Hugo does what we do sometimes in the barbershop. Welcome to the barbershop at Barbershop Talk Beach Radio, 347-637-3859. What up? King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter. Holding down for us, our social media to the superstars and icons. When I looked at this game, and I first did my hashtag bet, that makes you go to Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM YouTube page, as I did my show, I kind of picked it that game with my heart, Jay Chris. And Micah, more than I normally do. I normally pick with my brains. I like the Eagles to win this game, but I think it's a very dangerous game for them, Jay Chris. The Washington Redskins in the last three games have given up only 3 touchdown passes. Okay? This defense is coming along. What's his face? You like that? Kirk Cousins has a quarterback rating of over 100 in his last few games. The defense is playing well. The secondary is playing extremely well. I think this could be a dangerous game, and not to mention, the Redskins play within the division very, very well, okay? Very well in the division they play against these guys. Micah, going to you next. On this Eagles-Washington Redskins game, what is your takes and minuses away from this game, and who you got winning this game?
Well, here's what I have to say about this. Something tells me that as a divisional game, that this is going to be a very tough game between the Eagles and the Redskins. I believe that the Redskins will be able to have some success on the ground, but I just have this sneaking suspicion that the Eagles' defense is going to create more turnovers. And in creating more turnovers, they're going to be able to get their hands up on the scoreboard on the Washington Redskins, and I believe the Eagles are going to win this game. Your Eagles will win this game. And it may not be by 3. It may be a little smaller than that. But I think they're going to win. Yeah. I think they're going to keep it close. I think it's going to be closer than 3 points. than closer than that. But I do believe that your Eagles will win this game, and it'll be tough. But I believe one of the main differences here will be the quarterback play. That's what I believe. So, and Jordan Reed is not going to be playing this game, if I'm correct, right?
Not sure yet until game time right now. He was diagnosed with a concussion this week. So right now it is still up in the air if he's going to play on Sunday or not. I'm not sure that outcome of that situation. Now, you said you got the Eagles winning, but do you have the Eagles covering that 3 points?
No, I don't.
So you have Washington on our bet that. So go ahead and lock it up. He has the Washington Redskins to cover the score against the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles win the game, but not by the 3 points. Jay Chris, go with you next as we await for our Washington Redskins personality, Mr. Wale from the urban sports scene. And I'm looking at King Vaughn. He says he got the Eagles +7. Jay Chris, you know, being an Eagle fan like we are and being in close to the team as we are, a lot of Eagle fans, and you see a lot of pundits as well, you know, you hear Vaughn say the +7. You got Hugo just said he thinks it's going to be a 10-point game as well. I fear this game. From some of the statistics I just mentioned, are you comfortable with this game? I mean, Watson does play well in the division, and their defense is coming along. How do you see this game coming out?
Absolutely, I'm not comfortable with this game. Absolutely, I'm not comfortable with this game. This is actually what I was fearing when the mm-hmm. skin started out the season, like 0-2, 0-3, whatever the
0-2,
case was.
Right.
I was fearing it because, the Skins last year, they had, if I remember correctly, had a slow start last year and then came on. They seemed to be figuring things out. They came on strong and made some things happen. And it almost feels like it's the same thing happening again. You know, I remember a show we had a couple weeks after the Skins went 0-2, and Wally said, season's over. Season's over. It's done. And we know Wally, when it comes to the Skins, Wally's a fanboy. And, you know, he wears his heart on his sleeves when it comes to the Skins, all right? And I just felt like, no, it's not over yet. It's still very early. The Skins can turn this thing around. There's only 2 games. And I feel like, I just have that feeling that the Skins right now are turning things around. They're starting to right the ship. I don't like this game, and I'm not picking the Eagles to win this game. I don't think they win this game going to D.C. I think and Josh Norman is going to play, and we already know the Eagles' receiving corps is not that good. It's just not good. And
don't tell the pundits that they think this offense is great. I get confused by some of the media out there that first we suck, now we're great.
Let me tell you what's great about the Eagles offense. What's great about the Eagles offense is the play calling. What's great about the Eagles offense has been execution. They have a decent starting running back in Matthews. They have okay receiving core with Matthews, Aguilar.
I give out a B.
Greenberg. What the Eagles have is a quarterback that is creating the receiving core to be good, to look good. Okay? These guys last year, if you remember, were dropping ball. They just stunk up the joint.
Let the NFL and drop passes. Right.
These are the same guys. All right, nothing has changed, but these are the same guys. Now, that being said, you know, if Carson Wentz can bounce back from the game he had last week, which was not a bad game, but he did throw his first interception, and the Eagles had their first 2 turnovers of the season last week. If they can bounce back from that, I mean, it'll be a very competitive game, but this is just not a game that I see the Eagles winning. I think, and this is a huge game in the NFC East standings, but it's still early. I don't see the Eagles winning this game. I see them struggling a little bit to make things happen against this defense. I think the defense gets up in Carson Wentz's face. They get to him quick, and that just caused some problems. I'm picking the Skins.
Now,
don't ask me a score. Don't do that.
Right, I won't. But Lane Johnson's not playing. So here's my thing, and I really respect the things in which you executed about, you know, your decision picking the Washington Redskins to win this game. All that being said, I'm going to tell you why I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles to win this football game. The last thing you kind of mentioned and you touched on, it's a very important game inside the division because we thought, or at least as Eagle fans and NFC East fans in a whole, hope that Cincinnati would do something and beat the Cowboys. They did not. So now the Cowboys visit Green Bay. The Packers are Green Bay, right? So I'm thinking that's a very tough game for them, and they're going to really have to show and prove to beat the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are Green Bay. So I think the Eagles need this win a lot, especially coming off of the NFC loss to the Lions last week. I think our defense is better. I think our running game is better. Of course, their secondary is better, but that's not the whole defense. I don't think they can get to this. I don't think they can get to Carson Wentz the way you just kind of alluded to. You think they're going to get up in his face and pressure him. That has still been the missing cog, if you will, for the Washington Redskins. It's a pass rush. I don't see it coming this week, despite us losing Lane Johnson up until week 16, now that he's a 10-game suspension, which completely sucks. I wish he'd have just set out the first 10 games. And I knew this for some reason that appeal was not going to make. But I will take the Eagles to cover this game, and you can lock it up with that as well. Do we got Wally on yet?
Yeah, he's on.
He's here.
All right. Wally, we got to hear. You've heard the talk. Mm-hmm. You heard the Eagles support here from myself and those two guys. Well, we're split here. You're the deciding factor. Your Redskins at home versus my Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles favored by 3. Who wins this game and why, Wally?
I'm going to pick the Redskins, and almost similar to your reasoning, I just think it's a must-win. This team already lost a home game to the Cowboys, which is in the division.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to value all your home games. I think that's the most important thing. Because then you got to look at it, okay, well, they got to go back to Philadelphia and beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. And it looks like this Eagles team is for real to be a true contender to win the NFC East. So I think it's just as big for the Washington Redskins, even bigger, because they've already lost a game that on the schedule against the Dallas Cowboys team that didn't have a Tony Romo, and he lost to him at home. So I just feel like in terms of a home-away type of thing that you need this game. You already got a game against the Giants when no one thought you can go up in New York and win. So you got to take care of home. So in that regard, I think that's one of the main reasons. In terms of, like, I don't this whole – like Jay Chris mentioned earlier, like I said, the season was over, and it's hard for me to kind of, like, use common sense in terms of saying, well, this Redskins defense can do this, that, and the other. They've been bad regardless, and they've won games. So it's hard for me to say, yeah, well, if they do this, that, and the other, they can still win the game. Because in the grand scheme of things, I don't expect them to stop the Eagles running game because they've shown a consistency of not being able to stop the run. So that doesn't matter. To me, it wouldn't even matter who the Eagles
have
in the backfield, to be honest with you.
They're giving up 5.6 yards of rush.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they have in the backfield. They're going to run. It doesn't matter. Just what this defense has done, though, in terms of the second half of games, they haven't allowed touchdowns in this winning streak.
Right.
So they've done their part. They've done their part. You saw Josh Norman, Quentin Dunbar, who's taking the place of Rashard Breeland because he's been out with a high ankle sprain. So the secondary has stepped up. So we'll see what happens in terms of that. But I think offensively, the Washington Redskins can make plays against the Eagles secondary. Now, the most important thing, we've mentioned this before, the Eagles front seven. I'm not gonna say front four. The front seven is stout. It's one of the best. It's one of the best in the league. So they're gonna have to find ways to protect Kirk Cousins and keep him upright. But you know, Grant, with the cool thing about the Washington Redskins and their offensive line, they have had a good offensive line. So it's gonna be an interesting battle when the trenches. In terms of the passing game, the offensive line has done a good job protecting Kirk Cousins. So that's going to be an interesting part. If the offensive line can hold up and they can say what they've been doing, I think they will have time to have Kirk Cousins to find some of his weapons on the outside. And it's a big game for DeSean Jackson. He plays pretty well against the Eagles. So that's a big game for him as well.
Speaking of DeSean Jackson, there was a little bit of a firestorm, but there was a little bit of a conversation about DeSean Jackson. The media likes to make things, and we the media, they like to make a mountain out of a molehill, right? So there was an interview with DeSean Jackson, and I guess he was asked about the possibility of him returning to the Eagles ever.
Yeah.
And he said he wouldn't rule it out. And, you know, just everybody went and ran with that one, saying, you know, DeSean Jackson wants to be back with the Eagles. What do you think about that, Wally?
I love it.
I don't got an issue with it. It's a contract here. You gotta do whatever it takes to make sure you get your money. And you gotta make sure you know the team that has you now. You gotta let them know, like, all right, well, you know, you haven't extended the offer of an extension, so I'm letting you know that if you don't handle business, I can go back in the division. I'm gonna have no issue with it. There's a lot of things that I'm not happy with when it comes to DeSean Jackson, and I'm not talking about him personally. The Redskins don't target him enough. I think they need to target him more. I think he has an issue with that as well. So I think a lot, you know, he's got some, at this point in time, being interviewed, you know, by the Philadelphia media and that question being posed to him, I think he had a lot on his mind. Like, okay, I don't got this contract extension. This is my contract year. And, you know, I'm not getting the targets that I need to make sure I get my money. So I'm not mad at him at all.
Mike, I got a question for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I want to ask you really quick, Mike, and it could be short and sweet. We haven't been able to really talk for like the last 2 weeks. So I've been up in New York and all that. So here's my question to you. After the debacle against the Detroit Lions, how is this confidence for your Philadelphia Eagles going into the game against Washington? Because I feel the reason why I picked
you can't
up
ask me a,
to
you
win.
You can't ask me a question and then intercede your own statement.
Just so I could elaborate why I chose them, it's because I think they're going to be fired up after what happened last week. So I wanted to get your opinion, you know, what's going to be the Eagles' counterpart after what happened in Detroit last week.
Well, I think Jay Chris and myself spoke about it off air in our private conversation. I'm glad they lost the game because I thought I think it's impossible when no one had expectations, especially in the city of Philadelphia, and you're playing so well and you're being talked about as the best quarterbacks to ever start an NFL season, him, Tom Brady, and Rain Prescott. You know what I mean? I didn't like that. I've never liked when my team's the vocal point of the media's conversation. So I'm kind of glad they got the way. I just wish it wasn't against lowly Detroit. I could have took a loss in the division, which I don't ever want more than losing to lowly Detroit. That's like losing to the Cleveland Browns. You know what I mean? That's just me. But I think they'd be hyped for this game. But real fast, we got to move on because the over-under in this game is 44.5. God, I wouldn't be surprised if this game was a 35-30 ball game, despite the secondary of the Redskins and despite the front seven of the Philadelphia Eagles. I just got a sneaky suspicion this is going to be a very high-scoring game. So I want to see that. But let's go ahead and move on. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Denver Broncos, lost two in a row to NFL after losing last week. They lost to San Diego, which I got that game. So I'm already 0-1, Jay Chris. I'm already 0-1. But we got the return to Foxborough of Broadway Brady. 2 weeks ago, I said Patriots always cover. Then they didn't cover last week because I was an idiot thinking that Cleveland would play a little bit better. All y'all told me I was stupid, but I didn't want to listen to you calling me stupid because can nobody call me stupid but myself. But I'm not going to be stupid this week. The Cincinnati Bungles do what they do all the time, and they jumped away, and the Dallas Cowboys win for no reason. It was 21-0 before they scored? Then they started to come back and end the game 28-14 was the final score? Ezekiel Elliott ran up the middle like I was playing Tecmo Bowl with Bo Jackson's ass. Did y'all see that 67-yard run? It was like nobody even touched the man. Cincinnati at New England. New England favored by 9. I'm taking Broadway Brady, J. Chris. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I'm going. You said New England's favored by 9?
By 9? Not 10, so it's not disrespectful.
Man, New England's favored by 9. I think Cincinnati has to come to this game with a chip on their shoulder. I mean, they're familiar with the Patriots. That being said, Bill Belichick has the ability of eliminating your biggest threat, and I feel like that's what the Cowboys did as well. And we saw how they struggled with that. And we know the Patriots can put points on the board. I'm going with the Patriots. I'm gonna have to.
Right,
Patriots
by 9. Michael, who you got? The Bungles? Of the Patriots, America's real team.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have Tom Brady continue his dominance over the entire state of Ohio As a former Michigan guy, he's just doing his thing with Ohio team. So, yeah, they're going to beat him, and his 9 is very generous of a line. So, Patriots.
Hugo, who you got?
We should all make it unanimous because I got to go with the New England Patriots. There's no way that Broadway Brady is going to let them cut close at Foxborough.
Well, I got to see what Wally says before we go ahead and lock it up as a team. Wally! 9 points.
Oh,
man.
I got the Patriots winning, but I got the Patriots winning, but I got Cincinnati covering.
So, in your vote, so it's not unanimous. It's not unanimous. Wally,
no,
yeah,
I'd
roll
that
it's
one.
Not Paisley.
Watch.
All right, moving on. We got the Giants of New York taking on the Ravens of Baltimore. And trust me, the DMV needs a break because the Washington Nationals are out. The Baltimore Orioles are out. All they got left is the football team. Ravens are the underdogs over the New York Football Giants by 3. I'm taking the Giants. Eli Manning, whatever the heck his mama call him, Manning covers the 3 points at home in New York. Who you got in this game, Jay Chris?
Well, like I said, the Ravens are not that good. Like I said last week, so I got to take the Giants in this one.
All right. Wally, who you got?
That's it. That's all this.
I'm going to take the Ravens. I don't see them losing that many. I got the Ravens. They're too close. They're coached too well by John Harbaugh. Give me the Ravens.
I agree with you on that one. Who you got in this one, Micah?
I just saw an interesting thing. Ben McAdoo tried to motivate the New York Giants with the movie Step Brothers. So the Ravens are going to win this game. All right, there you go. That's all I need to know about what's going on in the Giants organization now.
And you know what? And I'm sorry, guys. In my show, I picked the Ravens. I thought I'd pick it the other way around, so I got the Ravens as well winning this game. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
Yeah, I'm going with the Ravens as well, guys. The Giants have dropped 2 in a row. I have to go. They dropped 3 out of the last 4. I have to go with the Ravens on this one. And New York falls to 2-4.
All right, unanimous here. We all got the New York football. The Baltimore Ravens. Then we have my upset of the week.
Oh yeah, I did pick the Ravens. No, I picked the Giants.
Okay, you picked the Giants. My bad. Okay, I apologize. My bad. Lock it up. I don't hear a single lock it up yet. It is the lock it up Friday.
I didn't hear a lock it up when y'all did.
Every pick is a lock it up. It's Friday.
Stop making me lock it.
I didn't think I'm
locking it up.
Oh, that's your lock of the week?
I'm having issues with the board over here. That's why. I'm having issues.
Okay,
that's what
happens with that. You know, I ain't going to call them out because they're good to us. My upset of the week, the Carolina Panthers are favored by 3 points on the road in New Orleans. Something is wrong in Carolina. I'm not sure if it's the dye that Cameron Newton put in his beard, or that stupid hat he wears and he thought he was back on Fat Albert. I don't know. Maybe Josh Norman leaving is really affecting that team more than they thought it would after talking all that smack like his name was The Rock or something. My upset of the week, New Orleans, losing game? I'm not going to go there. New Orleans covers that 3 points, Jay Chris. Give me New Orleans in the points. Who you got?
You know what? It's hard for me to go against Carolina still at this point. I think I'm still living off of last year. Give me Carolina in this game.
Who you got in this one, Wally?
Yeah, give me Carolina. I'm not believing New Orleans. Give me Carolina.
Who you got in this one, Micah?
For some odd reason, I just got to go with New Orleans in this game. I just have to. I don't believe Cam Newton's the same guy. He because of the referee's failed attempt and excuse-making that he can't get the same calls as a statue quarterback, that brother's not the same. He's not the same right now. New Orleans.
Who you got in this one, Hugo?
Is that Super Bowl hangover, the final Super Hangover that's going on with Carolina. Give me New Orleans. I'm going with your upset as well, Mike.
Then we got Miami at home taking on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh favored by 8 points. This is a tough game, in my opinion, on this schedule. I'm taking the Dolphins to cover that point. I think the Dolphins' defense is still vastly underrated. I think that when you look at games when you have defense versus offense, I think the defense of the Miami Dolphins is better than the offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's still my pick to go to the Super Bowl. However, I just don't like them. I got them winning the game, but 8 points is a lot of points against Miami at Miami after everything just went on down there. Give me Miami to cover this game, Jay Chris. Who you got?
Any belief I ever had in the Dolphins has walked out the door. Give me the Steelers. I'm even starting Ben Roethlisberger on my fantasy team in this game. Over, bro.
Wow.
And over
what?
Drew Brees. I'm starting Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, I think that's just stupid. If I had Broadway Brady, I'm starting him all day. And I got Drew Brees and I got Tyrod Taylor. And neither one of them have a good favorable matchup, so I had to go with somebody. With Brees. I picked up Carson Wentz, but I just don't trust him against the Washington Redskins secondary also. You know what I mean? So I'm going to start the New Orleans kid myself. But he got Pittsburgh. He got them winning big. Who you got in this one, Wally?
Yeah, Pittsburgh. I think they're one of the better fine-tuned teams in football. So I got Pittsburgh.
And who you got, Micah?
Miami ain't covering these points. It's going to be Pittsburgh. It's probably going to be more than 7.
All right. And if he laughs, he hates Miami, even though he lives there. So I'm assuming you're picking Pittsburgh to also blow them out.
Of course. You're talking about like it's a catastrophe what happened here in Miami. They lost to Tennessee by 13 last week. Come on, Tennessee. Steelers got this,
hey,
man. And I wouldn't be surprised by 21 or more, man. Seriously, the Dolphins are a joke of an organization. Seriously.
Hey, and I don't know if you guys remember. I don't know if you guys remember about 10, 12, 13 years ago, this was like a tsunami game in Miami.
I remember
Pittsburgh
that.
Came to Miami. It was you couldn't even barely see what was going on in the field.
That was
even
after
on TV.
I loved it. That's how you play
football.
It was
on TV. It was like you couldn't see nothing. Chicago at home versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Driven by 2 points. Chicago has gotten their stuff together. As King Von says, the Steelers will murder Inc., the Miami Dolphins. I think you all are wrong, but we'll still see you on Monday morning. Give me Chicago to cover the 2 points against Jacksonville. Who you got in this one, J. Chris?
Who's the home team in this game?
Chicago is the same day the Cubs play.
And it's the same day the Cubs play. There's going to be a lot of excitement in the city of Chicago. I'll go ahead. I wanted to take Jacksonville, but you know what? I'm going with Chicago in this game.
Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jacksonville in this game. What's that? What's
somebody
the
mute his microphone. Mute his microphone! I'm just kidding. You can take it. did they tell me Wiki him for real?
No,
it wasn't me.
They got Jacksonville. See, Jacksonville's his team. You can't go Jacksonville, Minnesota, Raiders, and, of course, his hometown Redskins. He has a hard time going against them. Somebody got seriously a lot of noise going in the background. Who you got in this one, Micah?
Oh, that's easy. Chicago is not going to cover those points. Jacksonville is going to win that game. And it's going to be by more than that low line that they try to put up there. So I would not be surprised if they win by four.
Chicago's not a bad team without Jay Cutemup. So that's all I'm saying. Brian Hoder put up 400 yards last week. That's all I'm saying. Who you got in this game? Who you got in this game, Hugo?
You know what? Just because of the whole Cubs thing going into the championship series and to see if Chicago's going to be excited, give me the Bears, but I'm reluctant. I'm reluctant. I want Jacksonville, but I'm taking the Bears.
I go front. I was reluctant too, but the game was in Chicago right before the Cubs play, so I thought it'd be, you know, I don't know. That's why I went with it. But I'm not going to take a knee. I'm going to stand up because Colin Kaepernick is back. Buff versus Buffalo, though, on the road. Sadie McCoy said he's inviting all the police to the building that day. I'm taking
police don't like Sadie that much.
Not at all. But I'm taking San Francisco because of the emergence of shall we all stand for Colin Kaepernick. No reason at all. Not an intelligent choice. Just a heart choice. I got San Francisco covering his 9 points. Not winning the game outright, but covering these 9 points against Buffalo. Who you got in this one, J. Chris?
As much as I would love to see Colin Kaepernick light it up just to make people angry, I'm going to go with the Bills in this one. And like I said, no, the cops don't like Shady because he just got in a fight with Shady, with the cops over the summer. They don't like him. So, but I'm going with Buffalo to take this one.
9 points, huh?
Well, I got the Trump sniffles right over here.
Okay. Oh, that's the Trump sniffles. Who you got in this one, Wally?
I got Buffalo winning, but I got Sanford covering the spread. I mean, this
all
he needs this
Colin,
one.
Baby.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Colin,
yeah. And I'm gonna say this though. You know, Colin, this is a big game for the movement. It's a big game for the movement.
Yes, it is. And that's why I think he comes out and plays his ass off, Wally. I'm so serious.
Yeah.
He got a new contract extension. Okay, he really did. I'm sorry, guys. I think Colin Kaepernick comes out and balls because I watched the boy play in college, okay, when he killed Notre Dame in Nevada. We watched him play his first 2 years. That team went through a complete reconstruction surgery, and people think that it was just all Colin Kaepernick's fault. He lost his coach. He lost his receivers. He lost his running back. I mean, Colin Kaepernick can still play in the NFL, and I hope and pray on Sunday he proves everybody wrong. Michael, who you got in this one?
I'm going to have to go with you. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I do think San Francisco is going to cover. I think that's going to be much closer than 9 points. So give me San Francisco to cover the points.
Hugo, who you got?
I got San Francisco as well covering the points, but Buffalo's winning this game.
Detroit at home after the stumbling with victory they did against my Eagles. Go ahead. Against Los Angeles.
Can we say that Chip Kelly got the quarterback he needs? Can we say that?
He gets the quarterback. That's what he went there for. So next, see what the F he can do. Right?
But it's funny. Said, it's funny that that's what he went there for, but he wouldn't start him.
Exactly.
He's got the quarterback he needs right now.
That's a whole different debate. You really want? That's a whole different debate.
Yeah, it is. We're talking about that on Monday.
Hey,
we got longer show. I agree with you.
Off-season signing for the big time off-season signing for the San Francisco 49ers. You heard it here first. Riley Cooper. That's all I got to say.
There you go. That's another play. Hey, Jay Chris, you already said it for me. You said it for me. That's all I'm gonna say. Indirectly, you said
who
it
you
for
got,
me.
Who you got in this game? L.A. is favored by 3 points over the. I mean, underdogs against Detroit. Who you got, Wally?
L.A. I'm going L.A. I'm going L.A. They need this bounce back game. They need this game.
What happened to Mike?
It's okay.
Now, I'm here, guys. I'm here. You know, I'm at my real job, as Jay Chris would say. Jay Chris, who you got, L.A. or Detroit?
I'm going to have to go with L.A. in this one. I just have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Detroit win two in a row. L.A.
I'm going with L.A. out of default. I'm also picking L.A. Michael, who you got in this? And happy anniversary, by the way, buddy.
I appreciate it. L.A.'s going to get
happy
wrong.
Anniversary.
Oh, yeah. L.A.'s going to be raw and nasty this one. Give me L.A. to win outright.
And do me a favor, King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter. I need a really good graphic for this one right here. I want to give a big congratulations to my man, Corey, who is one of the founding fathers on this program on the BDSRVO Networks. They do their show every Tuesday night, the Sports Authority and other stuff. He formerly was with me. Doing the Impacting Your Thursday Night. Corey is getting married today. Love to see black love. Love to see love in general before people get all offended because I've lost my respect for one Floyd Mayweather and how he liked to be politically correct. People, and the world we're in, diplomacy, in my opinion, is out the window. We got to be honest. So congratulations, Corey. I'm proud of you, my brother. I love you. Wishing many, many, many years to y'all. As Biggie would say, I hope you lie together, cry together, swear to effing God, I hope you die together. My wife said that's kind of selfish because somebody got to take care of the kids, but he don't got no kids, so they can die together. But next on the docket, I get taken off track sometimes, guys. You know I'm at my real job. So we already went
over.
Yo,
real quick, I take L.A. too. I take L.A.
Oh,
too, by the way.
I thought you said that already. My bad. I knew I forgot somebody. I won't lie, so I'm glad you spoke up and said something. So
that was fun.
Before we take the break, Tennessee favored by 7 over the Cleveland Browns in this game. Give me the Tennessee Titans to cover over the 7 over, you know, that team from Cleveland. Who you got, J. Chris?
This is the game Cleveland wins this season. This is the game they win. They pull the upset. Give me the Browns. Second time I picked the Browns this year, I think.
Well, I picked the Browns about 4 times this year already, so it's okay. And I didn't say to win. I just said to cover. Okay? You just said outright. So you need to go ahead and lock that
they're
up. Be a
win
man
this
about
game.
It. Just be a man about it. Boom, boom, boom.
They're
going to
win this
stand.
Game.
Who you got in this one, Wally?
Yeah, I got a Titan. I don't even see a victory and a sniff of Cleveland. Sorry, Cleveland. I apologize. You know what I mean? I got the Indians, though, and y'all got the Cavs, so go for that.
I'm hoping for a Cleveland-Chicago Cubs World Series now because two teams
mm-hmm.
never won a World Series in so many years. I think it's the
mm-hmm.
best story you can sell right now, in my opinion, for the World
that's
Series.
That's the best story, Mike, but you don't want that, Mike. I'm going to tell you right
why
now.
Don't
you
want
to know why? You like, you like
why?
History? If you like history, here's the history. Here's the history. It's going to be payback
uh-huh.
for the shot, and you don't want that. You don't want payback for the shot. Yeah, you guys.
Well, I thought
got
that when LeBron just won that championship. I thought that went out the window when he won a championship to Cleveland.
Chicago wasn't involved.
I know, but he won a championship though, so I thought all was forgiven. Remember they had the all
no.
that stuff, the shot. Mm, remember it was the shot to the block.
Chicago,
all that stuff went out. Okay.
Chicago,
well,
you want the Jays?
Who you got in this one, Wally? I don't. I'm afraid of Jays. I ain't gonna front. I got to get it and watch
well,
that.
Oh, I said it. No, I said.
You said Tennessee.
You said Tennessee.
You're right. Who you got in this one, Micah?
Tennessee's going to win this one. Cleveland's still a factory of sadness, so there you go.
Factory of sadness. On that note, who you got? Hugo!
The Cleveland Browns are known as the Cleveland Clowns. They can't do nothing, so I'm taking Tennessee.
Who you got in this
one? Ooh, I'm going against the team so much today.
So we got the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a pick'em game. Now it's into a 2-point game at Oakland. Off of bye, Fat Andy Reid is 15-2. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs. Who you got in this one, Micah?
You're really taking Kansas City? I'm taking Oakland. Oakland's going to do some stuff to Kansas City in this game. Nice divisional game, scrappy Oakland team, Oakland all day. And definitely
going out. For some reason, people are sleeping on Kansas City. I don't know why, but Kansas City remains to be good. It's Andy Reid. The one thing you can always count on is they're good in the regular season. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
I believe in Oakland. I'm taking Oakland. Now that it turns into a 2-point game, they're going to blow that up. So I'm taking Oakland.
Yeah, it was a pick'em game at first. I'm kind of mad about that. It was easy to pick a pick'em. You can't really, you know, there's no points involved. But now they got 2 points, which I can't stand today. Because that's why you get your picks in early, guys. You get better lines earlier in the week. I'm telling you. Learn something today. Hashtag bet that. Who you got in this one, Wally?
So
I already know you got the
Oakland
Raiders.
I really want to pick Kansas City. No, I thought I was picking Kansas City. I think I may have picked Kansas City somewhere else. I'm gonna go Oakland though. I like to stick with the saying. I'm gonna go Oakland. This is gonna be a tough one.
Hold on. I don't like that. Hold on. Flag on the play, Jay Chris. Can I get a flag on the play? He can't
I'm not
pick
sure
one show. He picked one team on one show and another team on another show.
I'm not
when
sure
the week comes
did,
on Monday,
though.
He can go. Well, I picked the winner no matter who won.
Look,
come on.
You know what? I'm not even sure. To be honest with you, I know my gut feeling says Kansas City, but I'm not sure what I did.
Would this be an untouchable special for you, Wally?
It should be an untouchable special.
Yeah, I guess so. I think so. Yeah, definitely was untouchable. Yeah, definitely untouchable special. Definitely. Because this game was too tough. Because I'm a believer in Kansas City. I'm a believer in Kansas City. I'm a believer.
We got to bring that back. We got to bring the untouchables back. I miss you guys being the untouchables. I do. Because, you know, I got some things coming in the woodworks, and we're going to be back. And, while you'll be proud of me this week, boy, some things I did, boy, to some people at hand. Jay Chris know what I'm talking about. And just know, with Jay Chris with the laugh, did I not, Jay Chris, hit him hard? And did I not give him a gut punch this week?
Hey, it's got to be what it's got to be, right?
It's got to be what it's got to be.
Make it happen.
If it don't rhyme. Who you got in this one, Jay Chris? Fat Andy?
You know, I like
Oakland,
right?
Raiders?
You know I like Oakland. You know I like Oakland, but I'm going with the Chiefs in this one. I'm going with the Chefs.
Andy Reid off a bye is just unstoppable. And people need to understand that. I don't know how they're so good after a bye, but gosh. Okay, I'm on the air. They're good after a bye. Who you got? I think Micah's about to get up out of here. Micah already chose. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
Between the Chiefs and the I said it already. Oakland.
Okay, well, y'all both win. See, time is flying by so fast. All right, let's get these last three games out of the way real fast before Micah has to go get his anniversary dinner on. We got Seattle favored by 6 at home over Atlanta. We got Green Bay favored by 4 over Dallas at home. We got Houston favored by 3 over Indianapolis. Who you got in this game, Hugo? Seattle?
I'm going to go. You know what? I'm liking what I see from Atlanta, but they're always an implosion waiting to happen. You know what? To go the spread, give me Atlanta. Give me Green Bay. I think they're going to win outright and beat Dallas, finally getting the beating down. And then it's hard between Houston and Indianapolis. I'm just going to choose my heart, Mike, and I'm going to take Indianapolis. Hopefully Andrew Luck does what we got to do, man.
Well, I went Houston, Green Bay, Atlanta to cover, not win outright. I don't like the 6, and I just don't like the 6 points. That's why I got Michael figured up out of here. Who's your 3 and these 3 games left on the docket?
Atlanta's going to cover. I agree with you on that. Dallas is probably going to win outright. Actually, I think Dallas is going to win outright.
If it wasn't your anniversary, I was going to shame it with you. I really was.
It's okay, but I know it's disgusting to say it, but I think Dallas is going to win outright. And I'm going to go with my coach because Brock Osweiler stinks. So if I have to pick a lot of the bad quarterback, I'm going against them. I'm going
Brock
against
Osweiler does stink. He does stink, but guess what? Your Indianapolis Colts aligned let Brian Hoyer throw for 400 yards. DeAndre Hopkins and Notre Dame's own from Philadelphia, Will Fuller, will have a feast on that secondary. You're bugging, but it's okay. It's your pick, not mine. Enjoy your anniversary. Micah, see you later. Wally, who you got in these 3 games, my friend?
I got Atlanta. I got Indy, and I got Atlanta, Indy, and what's the other? I'm sorry, the Packers.
Green Bay,
Packers.
Green Bay,
yeah,
Dallas.
Come on,
we already know you
got
Dallas.
Come on, Packers.
Come on, Wally. Give me one. We haven't had one all year. Come on.
You already know it. Just give it up. Give it up, man. Give it up.
Gosh, man.
Look, man. Start acting like that homeless who sees me all the time in the streets, and I know he's gonna take my money to take my money to some weed, man. I'm not doing that. Not going up.
You talking about homie on New York Ave that stands outside the McDonald's?
Well,
I know you're talking about
New York Ave, 450. You know what I'm saying? They're everywhere, man. The same cat. They got a bigger house than I do. Yeah, I'm not saying.
Walks right by
this one,
Jake. Hey, where you going, buddy? Give me Atlanta. Give me Green Bay, and give me Houston.
Thank you. Somebody with some intelligence. Picking Indianapolis, guys. Can y'all explain that to me after we get off the air? I just don't get that one. How you can pick Indianapolis to win this game? And we already know, Vaughn, who you got. You're agreeing with your boy Micah that I can't even say their name because it tastes that bad in my mouth. The Dallas Cowboys went outright. We already know your picks, Micah. Listen, guys, 347-637-3859. But we got to talk about this. The Washington Nationals go down last night. A lot of talk is being talked about in all the sports world right now. This whole debate between analytics and traditional baseball. I find the conversation wildly amusing because when Moneyball first came out, people made fun of it, thought it didn't work. And Joe Maddon was one of those guys who was an analytic guy. You know, he brought the shift in, and guys thought the shift was a dumb thing to do. Now, I don't know, almost over half the league does a shift, especially when it comes to guys like Ryan Howard and Adrian Gonzalez and guys, you know, Chris Bryant, to name a few, when it comes to baseball. But last night, you got the rookie manager and Roberts in L.A. that brings in his closer in the seventh inning. Brings in Kershaw to try to get the monkey off his back to close the game out. But there were certain things that Dusty Baker did not do. I say Dusty Baker is a coach that can get you there but never get you over the hump. People thought he could get them over the hump because Watson's been good for the last few years. Is Dusty Baker good for this team? And did he make any mistakes last night in that game, Wally?
I don't think he made any serious mistakes like Matt Williams did. I don't think anything is – the only thing I would say that he didn't do – what he should have done, I thought he should have bunted Trey Turner. I believe that was in the seventh or eighth inning. He should have bunted. He should have like sacrificed and moved him and moved. I want to say it was. Oh my God! I think it was Robinson. Move Robinson to second base, so that way you had Bryce Harper right there being able to bring the guy in. You know, because Bryce Harper is one of your go-to guys. You would have somebody at scoring position for Bryce Harper. So that's the only thing I would say. Other than that, I think Roberts make gutsy plays, man. He did something that not many managers would do. He brought in his closer in the seventh inning. Typically, when your closer goes two innings, that's all you would pretty much want. And if you throw 30 pitches in an inning or 30 pitches, period, like that's when your closer typically gets hit after that. So when I look at for me in my opinion about what he did, what Roberts did, Roberts outmanaged Dusty Baker, but Dusty didn't do anything dramatically. He didn't do anything dramatic for them to lose the game.
He didn't do a Buck Showalter's move. Yeah.
Like, for instance, that's a good example. So let me give you an example of that. Like, Robert showed you what real heart is. Like, he brought in his closer in the seventh. Like, the fans were asking for Buck Showalter to bring in Zach Britton, period.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not, period. Like, it didn't matter when. And Zach Britton used to be a starter. Like, he used to be a starter. So when I look at... I think Roberts was outmanaged Dusty. It wasn't that Dusty did something terribly wrong in that game. The better team won.
Now, Jay Chris, and I'm going to go to you after I say this. This is where I have a problem with the whole thing. And Wally said it, starters, you become in. I'm old school. You're old school, Justin, when it comes to baseball. And they spoke about this yesterday. When I was a kid, I seen Dennis Eckersley coming all the time in the seventh inning. I seen Lee Davis coming in. I seen Mariano Rivera come in and pitch us from the seventh inning on, okay, to close the game. I don't know where this – am I against analytics? Absolutely not. Numbers don't lie. You know what I mean? They really don't. Statistics don't lie. That's what they're there for. You know, but guess what? Sometimes statistics doesn't weigh the outcome of what Wally Tooley just said there, heart.
You have to have heart. And as a professional athlete, you got to know when your number is called, you got to go in and do a job. Now, prior to the Cubs coming back and beating the Dodgers and an improbable win, because I just – excuse me, guys. I thought it was over, okay? And I like
it. You mean the
Giants?
The Giants.
I'm sorry. I was so happy that Matt went back to Orlando Chapman because I was thinking, like, when they used him, he has to be, and I think every closer needs to be, the model of perfection and Mariano Rivera. I'm not saying they all have that cutter he has, but you have to have the heart to throw your closer out there when it matters the most to get the win in any inning that matters. Jay Chris, your thoughts on this whole thing with the way that Roberts outcoached Dusty Baker, if you think that at all, and did Dusty Baker making a mistake in his game? Because Roberts right now looks like a genius, and Clayton Kershaw appears to be off the hook. I still think he's a choke artist waiting to happen in the playoffs, but that remains to still be seen this year.
Well, it's funny that we had that situation last night where they bring in the close in the seventh inning, because we saw in the game, game three, with the Giants and the Cubs, you saw the Cubs won their closer in the eighth inning.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't
and
work
got
out.
Rocked.
And
got rocked.
And so, you know, when you – besides being analytics, besides, you know, old school, you have to know your team. The manager has to know – you have to know your personnel. And you have to know what they're capable of, what they can do. And what, like you said, Mike, you got to have heart as a professional athlete, as a professional player, you got to have heart. That closer, what was his name, Kelsey? I forgot it. I've been saying his name all day, so I wouldn't forget it. But the closer last night for the Dodgers that came in, he was dealing.
Jansen.
He was dealing last night. From the seventh inning on, he was dealing. He was throwing heat. And I could tell that, you know, it was he was reaching to a deeper place because, you know, after that, after like about halfway through the eighth inning, you could tell that he was in a place where he wasn't used to being. You could tell he was uncomfortable in it, but he was persevering. And, you know, that being the case, I'm not an analytics guy when it comes to baseball. I'm more of a guy, look, you have to know your personnel. You have to know what they're capable of. You have to know what they can do. You have to believe in your coaching. You have to believe in
how you're
a coach.
We've all coached here.
Right.
So it's a coaching spirit.
Right. And I have a team where, and this is high school, so it's a little different, but I have a team where we don't really have the home run hitters. Right, you got guys that might be able to hit a home run here and there, but you don't have a guy that you can expect. Yeah, that guy could hit a home run in this situation, right? Well, we have a lot of guys that have speed, so we have to. So I have to coach to their talent. I have to coach to what they're good at. I can't make them do what they're not accustomed to doing, right? So if you put in a guy like Kershaw who comes in off of, actually I can remember like a couple years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, they should have bought in Kershaw. And they didn't, and they paid for it.
Uh-huh.
And in this situation, they bring in Kershaw. I was actually a little nervous because, you know, I thought, you know, he just pitched the other day, pitched over 100 pitches, and I was like, ooh, what's going to happen here? But he was able to steal the deal.
But, Jay, Chris,
years ago,
that didn't matter. That didn't matter years ago. These guys are better to
These guys need to manage for today and not tomorrow. If it's
Thank
when
you.
It's an elimination
Thank
game.
You.
You
Thank you.
Tomorrow's
not promised
tomorrow.
To you.
Absolutely.
A perfect but, example.
Absolutely. And
I
that's just
bring
like,
a hug over
that's the elimination game. That's the elimination game factor. I'm not saying if it's game one, you manage for today. I'm saying if it's an elimination game, you manage for today, and you forget about tomorrow. You deal with tomorrow when it comes.
And honestly, even, I mean, within baseball, when it comes to postseason, most managers manage that way. Is you know some of the ones that don't know well, they don't advance, to be honest with you. They're home. But the ones that manage, you know, to a point they value that, you know, the elimination game, they advance. And that's what happened with Roberts.
I said it's an honor, and Dusty Baker in the quote that he said he woke up that morning, he was packing for Chicago. I don't think there's nothing wrong with him being to think his team was gonna win the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should
say he was
should.
Packing for Chicago. And I'll be honest, I wanted to play the Dodgers more than the Washington Nationals because of the Washington Nationals starting rotation and their bats. I know what Murphy did to my Cubs last year. I know what Bryce Harper – and I thought he had some very clutch hits yesterday in that game. Okay, so I didn't want to play them. But then I started doing my analytics, and I'm like, gosh darn, the Cubs for the first time in these playoffs, okay, will actually play somebody with a bullpen. Washington Nationals don't have the greatest bullpen either, but the Dodgers might have – the third best bullpen in baseball behind the Eagles. Not Eagles, my Lord. The Cubs, okay, and as well as Cleveland. So this is going to be still a tough game for the Cubs. Yes.
Well, I'll say, like, the Nationals had a decent bullpen. I mean, it's just, like, you know, postseason baseball is postseason baseball, right? I just feel like Roberts, who's coached, who's managed, well, he was used to be under Joe Madden's staff in Tampa. He has
right.
a little bit of Joe Madden in him. So I just this game is going to be very – well, it's going to be managed right. That's one thing I will say. The Cubs are the more talented team offensively, but it's going to be managed right. It's going to be about who makes the right decisions in the series and whatnot. And whatever, but yeah, you got some great pitchers out there. You got Rich Hill,
the
Kershaw, these are two guys
versus the Jedi.
Yeah, exactly. And on the Cubs side, you got Arrieta, you got Lackey, you got Lester,
you might have
the
Cy Young and Kendrick.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people say they might go to Max to go to Scherzer.
Yeah,
I didn't know Max Scherzer's eye was crazy like that. I kept watching.
Yeah.
The crowd with their posts. I kept saying, why are they making these poses like this? And I saw his eye.
Yeah.
I saw.
Yeah.
That boy got a crazy eye. you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, and to your point, you mentioned Dusty Baker feeling confident, and you just mentioned Max Scherzer. That's why he was confident. That's why he already packed for Chicago. You had your ace, a guy that you've seen time in and time out able to give you, like, almost no-hitter team or give you 15 to 20 strikeouts in a game. That's why he was confident. He was going against Rich Hill. He assumed, you know what, I'm not going against Clayton Kershaw. I'm going against Rich Hill, my best gun against their second-best pitcher. I'll take that any day of the week. So, but the Dodgers came to play. And then for the Cubs in this series, it just, again, it's going to be an interesting matchup.
Well,
I like both managers. I think both managers are really
good. Real fast, we're up against the time, and I got to get ready to pull over. Give me your – who's going to the World Series, Wally?
I got Chicago. They're still playing great baseball.
And who you got in the AL?
I'm gonna go with the Indians. I think they're playing just as good baseball as well.
Who you got in this one, Jay Chris? Who's going to the World Series?
I got the Cubs in the NL, and I'm going with my last year pick with the AL with the Blue Jays.
And who you got in this
last
one, Hugo?
Hugo's gone. It's just us three now.
Okay, well, I'm going Cubs. I'm going Cleveland as well. I don't want to play Toronto at all. But, hey, guys, we're going to get ready to get up out of here about a minute early. Listen, have a great weekend. Enjoy life. Enjoy family. And enjoy sports. Let's go, Tennessee. Please beat Alabama because somebody got to bring down the mighty, mighty Chris Saban. Okay? Listen, guys, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some meat and don't love God. Read a book, not just Facebook. We out of here, y'all.